How many times at this hour have you seen a full opening? That'll be your cue. I'm not staying here long tonight. We're right in the middle of the regular festival time. I interrupted the festival that just closed with the communion. And I was here at 7 o'clock and had to deal with a multitude of problems. And I determined I would come out here by 8 o'clock and be live. In case you still think this is a rerun, Saturday night you roll your clocks back. I haven't said that on a rerun for at least a year. At least a year. I don't know why they meddle with clocks. Either stay Pacific Daylight Time the whole year. I'd rather have the day long at the end of the day than in the start of the day. Let it be dark in the morning so I can sleep and let me stay up late at night. But I don't control the policies of this country. I don't know who does, to tell you the truth. But you roll the clocks back Sunday. I don't know why I'm telling you. I really have to worry in the spring where you spring forward because you will miss the service. You don't spring your clock forward. But what do I care if you come an hour early on Sunday? You just leave your clocks alone. You get there at 11, most of you just barely making it, sneaking in sometime between 11 and 11:30. If I didn't have you roll your clocks back, it'd be the first time some of you ever been on time. I don't like the reservation list. I ain't dead, folks. I don't think I look like a dead man. But there are just some people that are like rats that leave sinking ships. Rats are smarter than humans. They usually know the ship's really sinking. They ain't about to leave the ship until they know it's sinking. But human rats, they flee when the storm comes. Maybe what I've been going through is not just to strengthen my faith. It seemed to me like ever since I started the Roman series, I've announced that God's shaken this congregation up. This congregation needs to be shaken up, shaken out, and shaken down. Now, I don't like the reservations. Seems like about this time of the week, they fall off about by 25 or 30 every week. I'm not too impressed with most of the new people. Not all at all impressed with a lot of the so-called new king's houses. To be a king's house, you agree to watch or listen at least once a week. And that doesn't include the Sunday service if you're in Los Angeles. You attend the Sunday service. And support. Now, I'm watching a lot of new king's houses that don't give a dime, which tells me they don't give a damn. This is not an ordinary church. I came here 29 years ago looking for the uncommon person. Not many of those around. It's a church where people love the Word and have something in them that makes them want to know more of God's Word, which is His light for this world. It's a place for people that are tired of traditions that make void the Word of God. I really don't want a church full of enculturated Christians with their head crammed with Christian shibboleths and traditions. I just want to find an activity center or an activity outlet than just a Christian social gathering. I want serious learners of God's Word. And the more you learn, if you're really a serious learner, the more you realize you don't know, and the more you want to learn. That's the nature of true learning. There are people in my congregation that thought they knew everything when I started this Roman series, and I think some of you found out you didn't even know what salvation or righteousness meant. Does that mean I wouldn't have been saved if I hadn't learned this? If you weren't wanting to learn all you could, probably not. Wanting to learn kept you here, which means you were okay where you were, as long as you wanted to learn and kept growing. I don't want anybody in my church dissatisfied with where they are. Just don't want you. The sooner they're shaken out, the better. I'm not happy with the reservation list. I don't intend, as I said earlier, to go through another year of fighting to get the reservation to the cathedral on Sunday. I'm quite happy to go back to King's House 1. Cathedral's one of the best investments we ever made. We were there before the rest of the city woke up. It can command a great price right now. A lot more than we paid for it. I'm ready to shake the dust off my feet downtown. If you're not going to run up the hill and hold my arms up, and if you're not going to fight in the valley and commit yourself, as Paul said to the Romans, he's writing to hearers of faith, and true hearers of faith understand their obligation to relay the message that will hit other hearers of faith. There is no single church in the world, no single congregation in the world reaching out worldwide to hearers of faith the way we have and are 24 hours a day. Oh, there are other churches that are on networks here and there. We do that. We're in cities all across the United States, more and more all the time. But our real ministry has been and always has been satellite and now internet and shortwave that covers the whole world. Seeking hearers of faith. Most of the people across the world that listen to shortwave, they have no means to support. You think this worldwide network is going to be supported by a band in a refugee camp in Liberia that gathers around a shortwave? Maybe the only one that the camp has. People in Armenia that saved their brief power allotment to tune in the shortwave with us. Even people in China who listen for the same reason that satellite installers would always tune me in, because it's the same voice, same intensity, no, in terms of broadcast, no variations of jumping from here to there. The easiest way for them to set up and tune their satellite is find old Gene Scott, because he's always the same. Same voice, teaching about the same volume. Any hour, on the hour, 24 hours a day. There are people in China that study English listening to me. But if they're one of those that God chose out from among, called out from among, and put the receiver in, they'll learn enough English that if they're a hearer of faith, they reach them. Now, I've fought this battle for 29 years, two things that have pulled this ministry down. Voices of faith will keep their commitments around the clock. And red seats on Sunday morning. People who won't keep their commitments to be at King's House 1 when we were there, and now the cathedral, and in between, Hope Street. Don't tend to find it anymore. You that care, and meant when you said you'd help me take this mountain, you that, in spite of all the listening for many years, had no comprehension, would still read Romans that this salvation is for those that believe in Jesus. You had no comprehension with all the teaching you've had for these 29 years. You had no comprehension of the faith of Jesus as the pattern for Christianity. A pattern which if you do not follow, you ain't gonna make it. Do I think the thief on the cross had any comprehension of the faith of Jesus? No. But you do now. You've been selected by God and positioned to have your eyes opened, and to whom much is given, much is required. Do I think the disciples of Jesus are the only ones that made it in, listening to him in his earthly ministry? No. But I think their special position gave them special responsibility. This is not an ordinary church. You're not an ordinary Christian. You've come to the kingdom for this hour. Now I'm tired of whipping you into it. You will either rise to the occasion in these hours and take this pressure off of me that you will make your commitments to the cathedral. And you new King's Houses, if you don't understand the value of the teaching sufficient to put your money where your mouth is, you are not worthy of being a King's House. I'm not asking voices of faith to tell you this. The King's House commits to watch or listen once a week and to support in some way. If you're not supporting with money, what are you supporting with? Nobody is to be in here as a voice of faith that's not a tither. I don't want to check the records on every voice of faith. Because some voices of faith, not necessarily here tonight, but I don't really want to check the records. Because some of you are being voices of faith, and you're living a lie, you are not tithers. Not 50% of our congregation is tithing now. I know how to count. If some of you are tithing, you're living on about $5,000 a year. So don't insult my intelligence. I know what minimum wage employees have to make because we pay some. And I can calculate what 10% of that is. And at least 50% of our congregations not even meeting that quota. I don't want a bunch of riffraff and freeloaders. I don't want to compromise the quality of this congregation with church tramps and Christian jerks. It's an honor. I'd rather have 300 people to think it's an honor than 3,000 that are a bunch of jerks and church tramps to think they're being done a favor, or rather think they're doing God a favor. Now, I don't like, and I already said on Sunday, I'm quite capable of celebrating my 29th anniversary and start my 30th year back in King's House 1. It's a studio audience. The congregation listens and care enough to get dishes and short waves or learn to use a computer so they have access 24 hours a day. I have tried to provide an access that Antichrist, as his spirit continues to roll across the land, can never shut off your access to this voice of teaching. Some of you have just presumptuously taken it for granted and do not understand that the spirit of Antichrist is already at work in the land. Freedoms are being lost. And the ability to always have access will get more and more difficult for live broadcasting. Now wake up. 14 more minutes in this half hour. I don't like the reservations. We need about another even 100, and it's Thursday night. Now get on the phone and make your reservations. And now, I said earlier, rats leave sinking ships. This ship ain't sinking. And this captain is going to still be sailing the ship long after the rats have fled and drowned. The sooner the rats are gone, the better. Well, you quality people that have owe your spiritual life to this ministry, get on the phone and declare yourself and get the reservations in for Sunday. Come on. Do I look dead to you?
No, sir.
I look like I'm dying to you?
No, sir.
I'd like to see you in the cathedral on Sunday, and I would like to see you on anniversary Sunday, 2 weeks from, or 1 week, isn't it, from this Sunday?
Yes, sir.
So it's less than 2 weeks away.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to see you every single Sunday of my 30th year.
Yes, sir.
Well, are you ever going to get out of the third chapter of Romans? Yeah? Yeah? Not real soon. You need to hear what I'm doing in Romans.
Yes, sir.
You need to get out of this idea that you've got a little simple 2, 4, and 6 idea of Christianity, and that's all you need to know. Too many in this congregation quit pressing toward the mark. You're not, none of you are like Paul. Yet he said, I haven't attained. I press toward the mark. I might know him in all kinds of dimensions that he explains. Some of you just think you understand faith. I thought I did. I understood its meaning. But I don't think I understood God's cleverness at finding new ways to squeeze more faith out of you. But more importantly, I've known faith is the only way. I've known the theology for years, sola fide. I'm the one that tells you yesterday's faith won't do a thing for you today. Some of you have not been pressed and squeezed to the exercise of more faith. In fact, some of you literally quit faithing after Hope Street. You thought that big test was... You're still trying to recover from it. Cheer up, saints. It's going to get worse. How many times have you heard me say that? That you're all just like me when the worser comes. You squeal like a stuck hog. I've had all the worsers that anybody can have. There ain't no worsers than what I've already worsered through. And then here comes a bigger worser. Enough already, God. And some newscaster said, I so don't want to go there. Well, that's real intelligent English. I so don't want to go there. There's where you're not. And there's where most of us don't want to go. And this congregation needs to go there. To more faith. Faith isn't like blowing up a balloon. I'm going to have some more faith today. Don't worry about it. God will give you a test that will... You'll make it through only if you just grab hold and hang on with more faith. Now, that's what you need to be in the cathedral for. You need to be reminded faith is the only way. You're very lucky that you can go into the atmosphere where the Holy Spirit can apply, as cannot happen, as wonderful as television, internet, and radio are. There's something about the live service can't be duplicated. You need to be there as a source of inspiration for yourself and for me. Now get on the phone.